The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything.
And we do mean everything.
Yes, even that. Yep, and that too.
Oh, you bet. Definitely that.
Now, here's everything you want to know, host Eric Metaxas.
Isn't that sweet? Aww. He is just the sweetest guy I've ever heard from in my earbuds recently. Really, and I honestly, from the bottom of my heart. Okay, we just did an hour with the Benham Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not here right now, so I can say some stuff that I wouldn't say if they were here. I love those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I love those guys. Mm-hmm. One of them, by the way, since they're identical twins and they're always together, one of them is obviously redundant. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true.
You know what? I just got a personal insult there.
Really?
I have an identical twin brother.
Yeah.
Now, his cleft, the cleft in his chin, is not as deep as mine.
But... Now, does he have cleft envy?
No. No, he's not. No, he's a big man. He's bigger than that, Eric. You
what do you mean physically?
That.
Is he heavier than you?
No, no. Well,
is he older than you?
No, I'm the older one by 5 minutes, but he's a little heavier.
But you look 5 minutes younger.
I see. That's the secret of, you know.
Holy cow. Yeah. You're taking care of yourself.
I'm taking care
not
of myself.
Not like your twin.
No.
Well, look, not all twins are redundant. Most aren't. But the Benham
Thank
Brothers,
you.
One of those dudes, I'm okay. telling you straight up, folks,
straight
this
up.
Is math. One of them is redundant. I don't know which one, but we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to have another 30 minutes with them. At the end of this segment, we're going to get them back here.
Yay.
And they are so much fun. It's hard to have a conversation, but we're going to try.
I know.
We're going to try. They've got a new book out. They are phenomenons.
They really are. They're really special.
Now, I just said phenomenons,
no.
although it's phenomena, but that phenomena,
Phenomenate.
First of all, sounds too much like Phenomena, da, 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 da. Phenomena, da, 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 da. Okay, but also phenomena kind of implies more than two, even though technically it's the plural. So I'm going to say phenomenons. In this case, there are two correct plurals. Phenomenon is singular. Phenomenons is for two, and phenomena is for three or more. I'm just going to declare that. And so write that down and okay. make sure you tell your English teachers. Okay, before we go to the Benham Brothers.
Again.
We need to do some business.
Business.
Before we get them back in here. I don't know if they're using the bathroom or combing their hair. They're extremely vain.
They're
to the
combing
point,
each other's
to
hair.
The point, yeah, it's creepy.
That's what my brother and I do.
But so we got a couple things to share. The most important thing, first, we're doing a fundraiser with Food for the Poor. Now, we do these things periodically with organizations that we have vetted. So mm-hmm. there are people out there who think, well, I want to tithe to tithe or give offerings, as Christians call it, to organizations that I know are using the money well. Now, unfortunately, that's not all organizations. So, you need to do a little vetting. But Food for the Poor, of all the corrupt organizations I know, they are the least corrupt, right? Wouldn't you say that?
All right.
Actually,
okay.
that's not a good way of putting it.
Yeah, this is
of all the organizations I know that are doing humanitarian relief work.
Yes,
they are one of the absolute best, and the reason we know that is because Salem Radio, Salem Media Group, has been working with them for years.
Yes,
Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, all those guys. They know some of them. Our friend Phil Boyce has gone on trips with Food for the Poor, so they know that these guys, what they're doing with the money that we raise for them and that you give. So I want to say that because it's important. And there's a particular crisis right now happening in Haiti. I mean, there's an ongoing crisis, but there's a particular one now. And so I have been honeycombing the country, talking about all these different subjects. But right now, I just want us to focus, since I'm here back in New York, on Food for the Poor. Actually, Paul Jacobs, my friend Paul, has a we've got a clip from him. Why don't we play that?
Eric, it is so good to be back on with you, and especially at a time like this. We know that at Food for the Poor, you have been extremely busy honeycombing the country, traveling, but always you're awesome just for jumping in to help in this great humanitarian crisis that we're experiencing as we speak. You know, with the banner that you have up on MetaxasTalk.com, with one click, your listeners can save lives. The National Police has literally helped Food for the Poor and our ministry partners get water, food, in the form of rice and beans and clean, safe water to our communities. But distributing those goods through our local churches, through our partners on the ground, we desperately need your listeners' help to do more. It's truly a humanitarian crisis that we haven't seen since the earthquake of 2010. Well, back to you, Eric. Please tell your listeners how they can help in this crisis.
Thank you, Paul. That is, you know, the fact that he used the word honeycombing, it's kind of freaking me out.
Wow.
How did he know?
Well, he knows you're a busy little bee, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. Okay. Anyway, okay, here's the issue. There's a crisis, and we're asking you folks to help however you can, whatever you give. I always say that the amount doesn't matter. You give what you think you can give. But this is, you know, God calls us to help the poor. And so, again, the only question is how. In New York City, you know, people are always asking for money on the street. I don't think that's a way to help people. I think that's bad. I think we need to give to organizations we know are doing the right thing. Haiti is with the poorest of the poorest of the poor, the poorest country in the hemisphere. They're going through hell right now. Okay. So he just mentioned it. Paul did. And I want to say that, if you want to call, I'll give you the phone number in a second, but just go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner. And Albin, you know what?
Yeah.
We do this all the time. People who are watching us on Metaxas Super right now, who can see what we're wearing,
mm-hmm.
how we've combed our hair, that there's makeup on our faces, hiding our unsightly scrofula and other skin diseases we're struggling with, impetigo, and just horrible stuff. You don't see that. Now, if you have a radio show and people are just listening and they can't see your faces, they don't understand the wizardry that the cosmeticians on this program have done to cover up these ghastly sores and pockmarks and stuff. So if you want to see that, you can sign up for Metaxas Super.
You can.
You can go to MetaxasSuper.com and pay whatever it is, $70 or whatever it is, which is worth it. I think it's well worth it. We're going to raise the price, frankly. But you can also get it for free by giving to Food for the Poor. If you give only $100, that's tax deductible. So you're not buying anything. You're giving tax deductible money to God's efforts through Food for the Poor in Haiti. And we will give you a free Metaxas Super membership for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch all these programs for free. Now, you've probably, if you go on YouTube to our channel, you can see we're up in the game, folks.
We are.
We are up in the game. Albin is wearing a stinking tie.
Hey, how you
that
doing?
That has never happened in the history. You rarely wear a shirt, a jacket. But not only do you have a shirt and a jacket, but you, my friend, you've shaved.
I put
on a tie. What has happened to you?
I'm getting the wig next week, maybe. Maybe.
Like a big...
Like yours.
Like an 18th century wig or like something like mine?
Something like yours.
Yeah,
yours
this is
pretty good.
This is
pretty
the early good. 20th century. The horse that... this is a horsehair wig, and the horse that was killed for this wig... I knew it was very old, but What a beautiful horse.
I'd like to get, if he's still around.
If people want to see this
zoom
stuff.
Him, I'd like to get some of that.
If people see this stuff, no, the rest of him's in a museum. Now, listen.
That's where you're going to be.
This definitely, in my will, yes. The wig goes to that museum.
Look, we better get back to food
but we
for
need
the
to get
poor.
Back. So food for the poor, if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you can give there. But if you give just $100, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super. You can see all the stuff we're talking about. This studio is gorgeous. You can see all this stuff for free on YouTube to get a taste of what Metaxas Super is. We posted some stuff there. With the Benham brothers, with on and on and on. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we are going to give you the phone number now. Are you ready? Get your pens, get your pens, get your pens, get your pens. Pencils, you want to type it, whatever you want to do. Here it is, 844-863-HOPE. 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 Let me say it again for those people that are deaf. 844-863-HOPE. By the way, if you order anything from MyPillow,
yes,
and you don't put in the code Eric or Metaxas,
right,
you will do jail time. I'm just telling you straight up, as my friends, as my listeners, you need to put in the code Eric or Metaxas. Mm-hmm. All right, legally, that's an obligation. You get a huge discount. And we'll be back with more of the Benham Brothers, and we're going to find out which one is redundant. I promise you, one of them is. Hey, folks, I like to have fun, but I want to talk to you about something that I take very seriously, the Bible. If you believe the Bible is the Word of God, as I do, you know it's important to study and understand what it says. And today we're very fortunate to have some very powerful tools to help us study the Bible. The team at Faith Life recently launched their latest version of Logos Bible software, Logos 8. When I heard users calling Logos 8 the best upgrade in years, I knew how to try it for myself. And you know what? They're right. Logos is easier to use and faster than ever. Just tell Logos what you want to study, and it walks you through each step, laying out the books and tools you need along the way. It really is serious Bible study made simple. And now Logos 8 is more affordable than ever. In fact, you can try it for free. So if you're a self-described Bible geek who wants to add hundreds of resources to your study library, or you simply want to take your personal devotions to a new level, I urge you to give Logos 8 a try. Try Logos 8 for free. Go to logos.com/Eric or call 888-670-3148 and get started right away. That's logos.com/Eric.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
There, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. As promised, we're back with the Benham brothers, who are also, I just learned this, twins. Incredible. And
identical.
I was going to say, you look similar. You look a little different. You both look like a couple of jugheads, but you look like the smarter jughead.
Thank you. And, yeah. I appreciate that.
Well, you guys, people know you as a lady real estate moguls.
Yeah, emphasis on lady.
And the whole thing. But you now have a book out called Bold and Broken. And we talked about this in a previous show, but most people, when they saw you were on that show, they didn't listen to that show. So we're trying to trick them to get to listen to you again.
Thank you for doing this.
All right. So the book is called Bold and Broken. You guys have an amazing story. We've covered that on previous shows. You were in Major League Baseball. You got into real estate. And then this thing happened where, because you believe in the Bible, HGTV felt pressured to dump your huge show that they already spent all this money on and stuff. So we're living in weird times.
Yes. And I had never been dumped before. So I had to go to him for advice on how to handle the situation.
Is that right?
He had been dumped several times back in high school.
Really?
Listening to REO Speedwagon, you know, he's like, I can't fight this feeling. I'm like, get up, man. He's like, what started out as a friendship, it grew stronger. And I thought she liked me. And I was like, I could have told you she didn't like you.
Yeah. Even I didn't know you then, and even I could have told you. Yeah.
Well, I thought you just complimented me, and now you're stabbing
I get
me.
You guys confused. You guys, seriously, though, you understand this is redundant. I've said that before, but it's totally redundant. Like, if one of you were here, it would be exactly the same.
You think so?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know, like, is this...
Don't tell our wives that, because my wife does not think he's attractive, even in the least.
Is that true?
It's totally true.
Isn't that sweet?
And his wife would lie and say that about me.
Wow. All right, well, since we've gotten the important stuff out of the way, let's just have some fun. So you were saying there was an article in the Huffington Post about, what was it, Chicago, St. Louis, something.
Okay, so,
I don't know.
So it's interesting. The Huffington Post has written several articles about my brother and I. It's kind of fun.
You know, it's about my brother and me.
See, I love
it. No.
Wait, you take my brother and...
Boom.
Take my brother and... Yeah, Huffington Post. Yeah.
Well, whenever you use a preposition,
my brother
you'd say
and
it's about...
It.
You'd say it's about us. You wouldn't say it's about we.
That's
right?
True. That's
so
such
us
a good point.
Is me.
But what's a preposition?
Let me tell you
I don't
something.
Even know.
Well, you do know. You don't need to know. Yeah, anytime you say about, of, after, within, like those weird words, those are prepositions.
What's a pronoun?
So the subject of a preposition is always... I'm sorry, the object of the preposition is always an object, so it's always me, but people are afraid to say me.
You were
me.
The kid we would beat up in school.
Is blown.
Seriously, I was a kid, I would not hang out with bad kids like you. No, I would not. No, my parents raised me right.
So Huffington Post writes multiple articles about Jason, especially after we got fired with our show with HGTV. It was interesting that one of the articles, I'm going to talk to you about two of them, and the second one is the story that we put in this newest book, Bold and Broken. But the first one was Huffington Post wrote, the headline said, What Makes Men Gay? And right underneath it was a picture of me and Jason. It was hysterical.
Are you serious?
No, I promise you. Yeah, you
Wait
can go back and find it.
Wait a minute. First of all, what kind of a weird article? Men gay? Okay, Don't they say
Michelangelo Signorelli wrote it?
Born that way. No, well, what I'm trying to say is like there are all these different views, but the politically correct view is that everybody's born the way they are. Yeah. So here they have an article saying what makes men gay.
Yep. And then, and here's the whole article was, it said they work out, they try to dress nice, which clearly Jason did not dress nice.
Today was a fail on the wardrobe day.
Yeah. Fail. Yeah. And listed, they do design and real estate, are creative with the way that they flip houses and all these things. And so they list all of these attributes. Right. And they said, clearly, it must be that gayness has
liberated
their bigotry. And all. I mean, it was really weird. I was reading the article just kind of giggling, like, okay, yeah, man, if you want to stay in shape, if you want to do some interior design and things like that, that you feel that you're good at, then you clearly must be gay of some sort. So we wrote an article in response to that, that just simply says, you know, it's, we were not liberated. We were saved by the blood of the Lamb, and we are clearly married and happily married. But anyway, the second article...
To wives.
To
women.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm glad you clarified that.
To women folk.
But the second article they wrote, we actually included here in this book, Bold and Broken, because just after we got fired by HGTV, Jason and I, social media kind of erupted. It was interesting because it was the number one story on Facebook.
Does social media ever do anything else?
No.
Oh, it always erupts.
Yeah, totally. So, but I happened to be one night just before we were going to bed, I popped open my phone and I scrolled through a few of the comments, which I never do, but I saw this one comment from a man out of Chicago, and he came at us. It was really bad, the things he was saying about us. I never even heard of the things that he said that he and his friend wanted to do to me and Jason.
Right.
It was nauseating. And I felt instantly the, okay, I'm going to prove this guy wrong. I go right back to the story that I've talked about many times in this book, where we want to win the point, but we don't care about the person.
Okay.
But the Lord pricked my heart.
So you're about to take the bait.
Totally.
But then God gets a hold of you.
The Holy Spirit got me.
Gives you that poke.
And said,
and
I love
this man. And you listen to God.
That's right.
And God says to you,
he's speaking through his pain. So I just simply responded, hey, man, I see what you wrote, but you're only speaking through your pain. I mean, within probably 5 minutes, he sent a multiple paragraph story of his story. And just reading his story is like, oh, my goodness, this guy, he had been abused as a kid. I mean, this was really bad. And so my heart broke for him. Well, I began to converse with him via social media. And I found out over the course, now this is about a 2-day conversation now at this point. We're just kind of going back and forth, and it's pretty awesome. And I find out that he's a big baseball fan. He lives in Chicago. So I said, I called Jason. I said, hey, man, this dude's a big Chicago Cubs baseball fan. Why don't we send him front row tickets to a Cubs game? And so I jumped on and StubHub and found some tickets front row to a Cubs-Cardinals game. I played for the Cardinals. I had to get a good game. And right behind the batter's deck, and where they warm up. And so I shot him a little link and said, hey, man.
The batter's deck?
On-deck circle.
Isn't that called the on-deck circle?
Yeah, I mean, you can call it both.
The batter's deck?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. Whatever.
They call it the batter's deck?
On-deck circle, batter's deck, whatever.
They call it the batter's deck?
Well, I mean, some folks did.
Some people call it the batter's
deck? It's the on-deck circle.
Listen, he is holding on to this like a Wolverine.
Can you believe
he doesn't know how to speak the
that
lingo?
That he played pro ball and he still doesn't know the lingo?
Yeah. It's like calling it a hind catcher.
A what?
A hind catcher. The catcher, sometimes they call it the hind catcher. Like behind
the plate. No, nobody calls it the hind catcher.
The hind catcher. No, if somebody says that, you know they don't know baseball.
I was hoping this beautiful story would bog down in foolishness. Okay, so you sent this dude.
I sent him this link and said, hey, man, my brother and I wanted to get you and a friend tickets, front row tickets to a Cubs game. And he then responds back, that's amazing, you know, and all this stuff, but I don't have any friends. I mean, if our heart wasn't already broken.
What?
Yeah. He says, I've got no friends. And we're like, surely somebody can go with you to the game. And we pressed, and finally he's like, okay, you know. And so anyway, 2 days later, I didn't hear anything for 2 days, and I'm thinking, okay, man, I hope everything's okay, you know. But I didn't want to pry. He reaches back to me randomly, and with the comment that he sent, he had a link to a Mercy Me song, I can only imagine. And he said, for the last 2 days, after you guys sent me those tickets and the conversation we had, for the last 2 days, I've been soul searching and I've been listening to this song, and I've decided that I'm going to walk away from this lifestyle, surrender my life to the Lord. And it was amazing. I mean, totally and completely amazing. And I was able to connect him with I sent him the name and a number of a pastor that I knew in the Chicago area. It was just absolutely amazing. And so that's just another one of the stories in this book about being bold and broken.
That
and how
story
we can be a bridge.
Is in this book.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was saying that this is a big piece of junk. I take it back.
That's right.
I take it back. It's mostly junk, but there's some good stuff in here.
But the Huffington Post.
That story is in this book.
It's in this
Bold
book.
And Broken. Yeah. Seriously, look, that story is amazing. I want to say we need to hear more stories like that. It's why I wrote my book, Miracles. It's why I have guests like you on the show. If you don't hear these stories, you don't know that they're possible.
That's right.
I mean, that is amazing.
It's miraculous. Well,
and guy that is saying the most vile thing conceivable ends up having his heart touched.
That's right.
That is so beautiful.
Those are harvest stories where you get an opportunity to actually see the harvest. But a lot of times, and we do have some stories in there where you're sowing the seed, you know, you're just being that connection between heaven and earth. It may just be a smile to that store clerk.
Right.
It may just be a handshake to somebody to say, hey, God bless you, or whatever. You might not see the harvest, but all you have to do is simply be faithful with wherever God has placed you, recognizing there's a gap in people's lives, that every single human being made in God's image needs to connect to their creator, and you're that person to help bridge that gap.
But you see, you have to believe that. In other words, you have to believe that the most vile person on the surface is created in the image of God.
That's right.
And Jesus died for that person and wants you to see that person with the eyes of his love.
That's right.
That's what it is to be a Christian. Anything else will not work. We'll be right back talking to the Benham brothers, who are now claiming to be twins. We're going to ask you about that when we come back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has announced his nominee for Deputy Attorney General. Jeffrey Rosen, a Deputy Transportation Secretary, would replace Rod Rosenstein. Britain's cybersecurity chief says the country can handle the risks involved with using mobile networks made by China's Huawei. His comments add to a growing debate among countries on whether the company should be banned, as the U.S. wants. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says an Alabama woman who left home to join the Islamic State group in Syria is not a U.S. citizen and will not be allowed to return to the United States. A major storm is bringing with it snow, rain, ice, or a wintry mix to states east of the Mississippi River. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Up to 200 million people affected. This is SRN News.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Man, get the violins out.
I love
that guy.
James Taylor.
Of course, he's my favorite. He's my favorite. Did you know, hey, I got a trivia fact for you. I wrote a children's book, a lullaby, called It's Time to Sleep, My Love, okay?
Really?
Now, you probably wouldn't let your kids read it because it doesn't have the word Jesus in it, but it is a beautiful story. It's called It's Time to Sleep, My Love, illustrated by one of the greatest illustrators, you know, who's out there. But here's my point. It's a lullaby poem that I wrote, and I said, wouldn't it be cool to get somebody to record this? And they said, well, who would you want in your wildest dreams? And I said, my wildest dreams, James Taylor, or, no joke, Carly Simon. Like, one of those two, right? Well, their daughter recorded the song.
Wow.
And
really?
It's so weird because you can tell from the way she sings and phrases stuff that she's the daughter of the two of them. It's so beautiful.
Wow.
Right? So it's Sally Taylor, right? Recorded that song. It's like very difficult to find, but that I love James Taylor. Come on, why do you think he's on my bumper music?
Yeah, I mean, that's phenomenal.
So you don't ever play rap music to lead in?
No, no. Actually, I think I have some rap on here. I think I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I have another question I just want to ask before you get back into talking about our book and how amazing it is.
Yeah.
Being on radio as much as you've been on,
yeah.
Have you actually like accidentally belched into the microphone?
I don't believe in that.
Really?
No.
Okay, good.
It's
good.
That's a spirit.
It's good to hear.
You need to cast that out.
Amen.
Yeah. That's either a Jezebelic spirit if it's a woman.
Oh, Jezebel. Wow. Yeah. More Old Testament.
Or it's a Kundalini yoga spirit. Yeah. That's
Kundalini.
What belching is.
Wow.
Okay, so let's
nice.
Move on. You guys were just talking about something that was very interesting, and I wanted to get on another subject.
But I have no clue what it is.
I wanted to get on another subject. No, we were talking about your boldness in reaching out to this person in Chicago. That's an extraordinary story. I mean, no joke. I'm thrilled it's in the book because I want people to read about it and to understand this is what's called the normal Christian life.
That's right. Yeah.
This is what we're here for, to love people. And it doesn't mean we're going to get to do it all the time because we're living on a very broken world. It's not easy, and we are sinners. But just the fact that you have put it out there a couple of times and seen the fruit is amazing.
You know, we talk about our mom in this book, and she actually represented one of the greatest bridges for us that connected heaven to earth. And what we talk about, and the reason why we mention my mom,
yeah.
is because we heard this quote one time, and I think it was Oswald Chambers that said, a river touches places that its source knows nothing of. So a river will touch places. Its source doesn't know where it's touching. And we thought about our mom. You know, that she never stood on stage. She never spoke in church. She sung off key when she did sing in the congregation.
It was cute.
But our mom was faithful. We lived a mile from the high school that we went to. And you know, my mom, every single day, and we had a little brother and sister at the time. So we were in high school. We had a 3-year-old brother.
What do you mean at the time? Did you drive them off? What happened?
No. They were just that age at that time. Now, they're still our younger brother and sister.
Oh,
but
good.
So literal
good.
With the way that he uses his
I just thought it was
grammar.
Like a Lord of the Flies thing, and you just kind of basically
Is it another
drove
us
no. away.
Yeah, you
no,
screwed
no.
up.
Go
okay,
ahead.
We're
right.
14 and 16 years older than our little brother and sister, uh-huh. and so our mom would be taking care of them at home, and she would make us lunch. So we'd go off to school 7:30, 8 o'clock. From 8 o'clock until noon, she'd be making us lunch, and she would bring this ginormous cardboard box with Tupperware, and she would make, like, mashed potatoes and Salisbury steak
amazing.
And vegetables and all
Did
sorts of stuff.
Did the other kids hate your guts?
No, they actually loved it because they would get there, and if she would make enough to where we could share with some of the other kids. But
it was pretty
every
awesome.
Day, around 11:30, she would walk her double stroller with my little brother and sister on there, and we'd see this big cardboard box with these two hands, my little brother holding onto that box. And then my brother and I would get out, and all of our friends would come over there and hug her, and we'd grab that cardboard box. We'd go into our lunchroom, and our buddies still laugh with us today. They're like, I remember your mom in that cardboard box. And she would make those lunches for us, and she was so faithful when nobody else even knew that she was being faithful. And we knew it. She was just faithful to feed us every single day. And, you know, it reminded me of the unsung hero in the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And we think about this little boy who was the only one there among 5,000 men. It was probably more like 12 or 15,000 people.
Right.
He was the only one there that had any food. And I was just thinking about that young boy that, you know, the Jesus was coming through town, and he said, hey, Mom, I want to go hear this prophet, Jesus, this rabbi. And she says, well, you're not going without a lunch. And she packs him a couple tuna fish sandwiches. She was faithful when nobody else was.
Tuna fish sandwiches?
Yeah. A
couple loaves and fishes.
Loaves and fish, you know.
Tuna fish sandwiches.
You know, maybe she used mayo.
That's like the classic kind of like thing a preacher would say. And then you think like, okay, I've been to Israel. Not a lot of tuna in the Sea of Galilee, but we get the point.
Yes,
we get the point. True. They also didn't have PB&J. Who knows what they had?
But the cool part about that story is that Jesus ended up unpacking the lunch of a little boy whose mom packed it for him. My brother and I, when we go and we write these books and we stand on stages and we're speaking, we're telling people to stand boldly, we're unpacking the lunch that our mom packed for us. Those spiritual truths that she put inside of us. And you know what? My mom went home to be with the Lord. And we write the story, a phenomenal story of her deathbed experience. And she went home to be with the Lord. But today, the stuff that she plowed into my brother and I and she put into us, we're now pouring out to other people. A river touches places that its source knows nothing of. She's a bridge between God and other people today because of her faithfulness to pack us a lunch.
So even in the mundane,
if nobody else
sees, God sees. You can be that bridge.
But I mean, seriously, if you know God is with you and is watching you, it's our faithfulness to Him, and we know that He's going to use it. In other words, it's not just like, hey, who knows? The Lord knows. He will use it even if you screw it up. If your heart is right, He will use it. Okay, we're going to be right back talking to the Benham brothers. And when we come back, I want to ask you about this twin thing that you're trying to put over on everybody. We'll be right back.
I don't know. Tell me, is it so? Do you get a kick out of telling Robert Snow?
No, it's not that, so you don't understand. I said I put it. I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Have you ever thought about getting out of your timeshare? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And with those annual maintenance fees hitting you hard in the pocketbook, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Give us a call and let us do what we've done for over 8,000 others. Our process is done legally and ethically, and best of all, quickly as possible. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let this be your lasting legacy. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Cabbage on instinct, it's on big chips, think pink gators, my Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn, that's dead right, if they head right, Biggie there, and I, Papa been school since days of under rules, never lose.
All right, all right, all right, that is Biggie's Hypnotized, and you know what, I didn't know
clean
that
version.
Song, because I was raised in a white family. And we didn't, you know, my father's from Greece, my mother's from Germany. We didn't play a lot of rap at the time when I was a child. But you guys.
Oh, man, we grew up in Dallas.
Grew up in Dallas.
Playing sports, football, basketball, baseball. That was in the locker room.
You're a little younger than I am, although combined, you're way older than I am.
But how
that's,
old are you?
That's a cool song. I'm older than a lot of people think I look. But let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you the truth, seriously. We were talking just before now. I was asking you, you shared about your mom dying at a young age. You said she was 66.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that is unbelievable. Like, that to lose a wonderful woman like that suddenly as you did. But I did not know this. You said you write about that also in the book. That's not why I brought it up, but you write about that in the book.
We do, because on her dying day, actually on her dying days, because she got admitted for pulmonary fibrosis. And within a 2-week period, she went home to be with the Lord, and it was
just crazy.
She had a high pain tolerance. She didn't go to the doctor a lot, and by the time
I don't even know what that is.
It's pulmonary. A lung disease. It's where there's some fluid that gets into your lungs, and so it was crazy because she just had a cough. She's got a high pain tolerance, and she never wanted to go to the doctor or anything. Finally, we took her in, and the doctor said this is very aggressive. In other words, her lungs were filling up. It was really bad, but two weeks later she was gone.
It's like pneumonia on steroids. And so for the first week, they were able to actually put her on steroids that allowed her to have energy and all those things, but she was on a breathing tube. And then gradually, every single day, she lost a little more energy, and they had her steroids going way high. And then the breathing treatment, they had to get bigger and bigger oxygen machines.
And they knew she was going.
They told us she was going.
And you knew that.
So they gave her a choice. They said, okay, we want to go ahead and start talking about comfort measures at this point. And so all of us, you know, our hearts were killing us to watch her, because she was basically running on a treadmill, her heart rate. So we saw her heart rate monitor. Her heart rate was about 130, and her oxygen was like at 60-some, and then it would spike to 80 and then go back down. It was basically like running on a treadmill trying to breathe through a straw was the last days of her life. And the doctor kept coming in and saying, okay, we want to begin to give you morphine. And my mom had specifically said before, because she was a nurse, she said, I don't want morphine. She said, because if I take morphine, I'm going to fall asleep, and I won't be there with all of my family. And so she said, I want to be there fully present with my family. And she said, if this is it, I want to be there. And so sure enough, it got way worse, to a point to where she couldn't really talk to us much. She'd open her eyes every now and then, but her breathing was very short. It was just like that, and it was killing us. And the palliative nurses would come in and say, we just want to administer morphine. And David and I and my dad and my brothers and sisters would say, yes, that's exactly what we want. My mom, we could see her. She would barely open her eyes and just shake her head. And we could hear her say, no, she didn't want it. She wanted to be fully present with us, because every about 30 minutes, she would open her eyes and just look around the room and close them again. And then one night, my daughter was Allie, she's 12 years old.
It was her last night.
And decided to stay with her that evening. And my little daughter, Allie, spent the whole night getting my mom something to drink. And my at that point, my mom, the only thing she could say was Coke.
she'd say, Coke. And then Allie would get some Coke for her, and her breathing was so bad. But I heard, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was, as I was laying on the mat next to my mom's bed, and I could see that she was fully present there with Allie, but she couldn't say anything. And I heard my mom, she, in faint little whisper, I heard her say in several different breaths, she said, I love you, Allie. And Allie, I could tell Allie leaned down and she hugged my mom. And there I was laying right there. And I thought, you know what? If my mom were on morphine, she'd be asleep right now. But she gave my daughter, her granddaughter, an experience in her dying day. And then about 12 o'clock that afternoon, my mom went home to be with the Lord. And as we were surrounding the bed, she asked specifically, and I'm the only brother that didn't make it there, but as everybody was surrounding the bed, she looked at every single person, and then she looked at my dad, and then as her eyes looked up above his head, they got as big as saucers, that she was looking at something in the corner of the room.
With like a stunned look, like, what? And then she just that was it.
Laid her head down.
Over. And what we talk about in the book is the power of presence and how our mom, she was never distracted with social media. Of course, she's from the older generation, but this really encouraged my wife. My wife and my daughters were watching my mom and hearing just how mom so impacted Jason and me with her presence. She was never preoccupied with social media. She was, when she was with us, she was with us, even up until her dying day. And she went through those
struggles. But the power of presence, You don't have it without sacrifice. And it reminded me of Jesus when he was on the cross and he was offered some medication to ease his pain. And he refused it because he wanted to be fully present. There he was on the cross and he was hanging and sacrificing. And that made me think a lot about my mom, that she showed us in real life what that looked like. You know, those last 4 days, all of us were asking her to take that morphine, and she just wouldn't do it. And she was struggling so bad, but she wanted to be there for us. And now my daughter, Allie, has an experience and has a testimony of what her grandmother did to be there fully for her and the sacrifice that she made. You know what that is? That's a bridge that connects heaven to earth, that will connect God to Allie forever.
I mean, this is the thing. I'm glad you're talking about this because, and first of all, obviously there's a time to take morphine, so we don't want to make some blanket statement.
Absolutely.
But the point is that you're sharing a story of a beautiful death.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a culture that does not understand that. And there's so many people, even plenty of people who go to church, they fear death. They fear that. And you think, do you not believe Jesus defeated death? That's right. Not a metaphor.
Swallowed up in victory.
He defeated death.
That's right.
We will never die.
That's right. We fall asleep.
And when you live in that reality, you know that at the end of the end of the end, you will see real life as your mother was given the gift. And it's going to be the most glorious thing. You can't even begin to imagine it.
We need to live
as though that is not something we hope. When people say, oh, I hope so. Do not hope.
Yeah.
Know it.
Yeah.
It is in the scripture. It is true. We have anecdotal evidence from all kinds of people. We talk. This is not some crazy thing. This is for everybody. That's really That's why right. we're supposed to believe in Jesus, because it blesses us and we even have no fear of death. We'll be right back talking to the Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. The book is Bold and Broken. Get a copy.
Here and now, eyes were open wide. You came along just like a song upon the breeze.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
With SR News, I'm John Scott. The president has nominated Jeffrey Rosen for Deputy Attorney General. Details from Washington correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump has nominated Deputy Transportation Secretary Jeffrey Rosen to succeed Rod Rosenstein as Deputy Attorney General. The 60-year-old Rosen served as General Counsel and Senior Policy Advisor at the White House Office of Management and Budget from 2006 to 2009. He was also an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. Rosen is currently the Department of Transportation's Chief Operating Officer, and he oversees the department's safety and technological priorities. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump, brushing aside a broadcast speculation of criminal conduct in his administration, stated by the fired former FBI Director Andrew McCabe. The president says McCabe is a disgraced man. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 56 points, the NASDAQ down 4. This is SRN News.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships.
Hey there, folks. That, of course, is the great Willie Nelson. I'm talking to David and Jason Benham, and you guys have a book called Bold and Broken. There's tons of great stuff in here, but you do so much. I really don't know what you do. You live in
Charlotte.
In Charlotte. You grew up in Dallas.
Yep. That's right.
We didn't get to talk this time about Norma Jane McCorvey,
yep,
who is the Roe v. Wade, poster child of that whole thing, who was in a lesbian relationship,
yep,
living next door to you guys and your pastor father. You loved her. Your father loved her. And eventually she moves out,
yep,
becomes a Christian. Her lesbian partner,
Connie,
becomes a Christian. Like, mm-hmm, it's a story. Like, why doesn't the world know this story? It's an insane story.
Yeah, it's amazing. We actually write about that story in Bold and Broken, this newest book.
You're not kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh.
But all the details.
Oh.
But we give, we give even more details behind the scenes of when, see, we didn't live next door to her. My dad's office was next door,
yeah,
to the busiest abortion clinic in Dallas at,
right,
the time. She was one of the workers. She would go out and smoke every day. So my dad would be like, hey, when I see Norma outside, I'm going to go out there and talk to her. Because he used to be a chain smoker, and he was an alcoholic for years. And he loved the Beach Boys. And so they had those three things in common. She loved the Beach Boys, and she was a drinker and a smoker. And so dad would go out there and talk with her. And she was releasing a book. It's called I Am Roe. And she had released this book years ago. She was just really needing the cash. She was a pawn in the hands of the radical left. And so they released this book, and she did a book signing. And this is back in the day before social media and stuff. So a lot of the news is there, and several hundred people show up. Well, my dad shows up too. And just as she's stepping up to the microphone, our dad tells the story, and we write about it in our book, that he just felt this unction that he needed to say something. And so he said, Norma McCorvey. Now, this is after he had already known her. Norma McCorvey, how dare you desecrate the blood of 30 million unborn children by selling a book? And she tells the story. Now, people were just appalled that my dad would say that. But she tells the story that was the moment where conviction sat in. She said it struck her deep in the heart. Well,
that's how you know it is what you use that wonderful term, unction. I mean, That's how you know it's God. Because if somebody just says that in the flesh, it will not have a good result.
That's right.
But the fact that your father already knew her and loved her and still was able to speak that because the time was ripe that she would hear that.
So he was bold. But the other part of the story is the best part where, well, it's equally as good. But he would then became broken. He knew what I said. I knew I needed to say what I said. And I knew I needed to say it how I said it. But I really saw it fall into her heart. He said I could tell visibly that she was shaken. He said so the next week he saw her go out and sit on this little bench that was out there outside the abortion clinic, and she was smoking. And Dad said, you know, he was really nervous, but he walked out there and sat right next to her. And he said, hey, Miss Norma, I just want you to know that I'm sorry that those words hurt you like they did. And I want to ask you to forgive me for saying it as loud. And he said, and she just looked over at him and she says, I can't believe Flip Venom. She used the word V with a V instead of Venom. Flip Venom is actually apologizing to me. And she just began to tear up, and their relationship really congealed at that moment. She ended up giving
some of that is in this book.
It's in the book. Yeah.
Oh, folks, it's called Bold and Broken. Now, if you don't buy a copy, You're gonna miss a lot of stuff. There's so much. We're out of time. When you're back in New York, we need to continue this conversation, fellas.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, brother.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.